Good morning, Midtown men. This is, you know, you get your soda water and you just add a little bit of no added sugar. Lemon cordial. And when in a car, retain a firm grip of everything. And you've got an absolutely fantastic fucking lemon drink. Oh. It's like that, since most of the bottling companies in the world are run by fucking Coca-Cola, well, there's a drink called Solo. You know, drink and be a solo man. Adventure butchness, you know. Oh, that air conditioning's nice. Good foods when you're traveling. Dried figs. This is good, you know. Dried fig. These are really good. And, you got diabetes or whatever. Just don't eat fucking heaps of them, you know. Right, one or two. Having a couple of them are really nice. It's good. It's nutritional, you know. I've re-met an old man who is a walking encyclopedia of experience and information. Got into a conversation. Got into a conversation with him at a shopping centre. And, he's telling me all about kangaroos. And I said, yeah, fucking, you know, slowing right down to, say, 60 k's an hour. Or even less, depending on the road. You know, in kangaroo-type areas, he said, yeah, I do the same thing, you know. You know, he used to be out hunting them and all the shit all around Australia. And, you know, he also told me about, I think it was Windana, the Windana Hotel on the Nullarbor Plain that there's a nearby, I don't know if it's right to call it a rise or a fucking hill, because there's fuck all out there, as in it's seriously dead flat. Or here, if you can get them, real figs. Yeah. Fresh figs. And he said that once a year the kangaroos from all over the Nullarbor Plain, they gather, you know, this is like, you know, a couple of thousand k's from end to end sort of thing. Once a year they all gather in this one big spot, you know, and there's tens of thousands of them, you know. And that was interesting. And there's so many of them, they just covering the road, couldn't get through, you know what I mean? So he ended up, he left the Windana Hotel and got a couple of k's down the road and bloody couldn't get through. There's so many of them, there's thousands of them. So he just hung a U-ey and came back, and there was about, I think there's 8 or 12 cars back there, and they all said the same thing: we can't get through this. Fucking tens of thousands of kangaroos everywhere, you know, lots of them. And the people at the Windana Hotel said, yeah, this is what happens every year. They don't know when it's going to happen, but it happens once a year. And all the kangaroos for thousands of k's around come there, you know, which is interesting. And he also told me about, you know, about how when he goes through areas that have got kangaroos in them, how he slows right down, you know. And he also told me that, you know, because he hunts, he said that when you're driving through certain areas and you're doing on 100 k's an hour, the kangaroos pay absolutely no attention to you. But when you slow right down, they're immediately getting up and having a fucking look, you know. But if you pull your car over to a halt, you know, pull your car over to the side of the road and stop, they immediately bloody on with their running shoes and they fuck off, you know, because assuming that people are, you know, pulling over to shoot them, you know. And, yeah, it's an interesting thing. And so he didn't want to sort of, you know, he's a little bit sort of, I gave him a, I said, the thought crossed my mind to stay in contact with him, and I thought, well, yeah, I don't know, you know, because on one hand, being a repository for staggering amounts of information is good, but it's, you know, it's better, I guess. It's like going to a, you know, a rare sort of a place and enjoying a glass of very, very, very fine traditional homemade wine or something like that. You know, it's like you have that one glass of that one wine, one or two glasses of that really fucking good wine, and you really enjoy it. And then the next year you come back and have one or two glasses, you know. I showed him all the things you could do with a smartphone, like the satellite imagery of the weather over Australia, you know, how to have Zoom meetings, and I showed him, well, here's all these people there on their cameras, and this is very much like that Dick Tracy sort of stuff, you know, you can, in almost absolute live time, you're talking with, you know, 40, 50, 80, 100 people around the world, you know. Live on your phone, you can see all these people on their cameras and they can see you. And I showed him the weather radar things of Australia, and he was, you know, I didn't have fucking hours, I had to get stuff done, and then I had to leave and do other things because I just did, you know, and shops are closing and all that sort of shit. And but I was able to show him the basics, you know, and I said, look, there's all these videos on all sorts of subjects on YouTube, you know, and he was impressed, you know, because I just said, fuck, look what's available, you know. If you like reading books, you know, and you like historical things and all sorts of exciting stuff, the internet's the place to go. And he asked me, how do you learn it? I said, mostly it's by doing, but, you know, you need probably a very clever teenager who is more scholastically minded rather than just rubbish minded, you know. And I said, you know, put him onto the local library. I said, go there, book a time into the... I didn't say book a time, but that's what I meant. But, you know, I said, go there, go to your local library and learn how to use the internet from there, you know. It's extraordinary, you know. And that was good. And when I got into town, there's a woman who works at a particular chain store. And you know, she was calling. She used to get everybody coming through her checkout. She go, "Oh, and how you going, love? Oh, is that? Oh, really, love? Oh, that's nice, love. Oh, you know, she just all that shit. Oh, love. Oh, really, love. No worries, love. You know, all this sort of stuff." So I thought it was so funny. I just started copying her. You know. And she got extremely sort of angry about that. You know, I was just having fun, you know. And too bad, you know. It's not what I'm doing. It's the way she chooses to fucking carry on about it. That's the issue. And so, yeah. So I run into her about three times in the last couple of months. And today she was really looking me in the eye, and I was sort of having sort of several memories years ago. And I don't forget it, it's just I have to sort of think about it to retrieve the information. But one of the work nurses just saying all this really bent shit, and I corrected her, you know. And then she starts going insane and, you know, then sort of making up all these stories about me and complaining and all this fucking human relations bullshit trips, you know. And one of the guys, he said to me, beware the weeping woman, you know, because they'll fucking backstab you. They're out to sink the fucking knife into anybody that they can do it to, you know. So I looked at her and I didn't know if I couldn't sort of... I couldn't quite I couldn't quite read her, as in, you know, if this poor soul was deeply suffering, or if she was the weeping woman, like she was just about to lose her fucking mind, but she didn't, you know, and go off at me, you know, just because she's a cunt. And and I tried, you know, but she didn't want to lose a job, you know, if you've just gone spash, you know, like if someone's going, ah, lovely day, how are you, you know, you know, that sort of fucking, you know, that sort of response. So I thought, well, I don't know, I don't think it's wise to give some people the benefit of the doubt, but you can always be nice to them, you know. And just leave their fucking shit. Well, this one, just leave. Just be nice to her on the way through and, you know, leave her to choke on her own shit. You know, it's not my problem. And I thought about giving her, saying, well, if you're going to lose your fucking mind about this, don't worry about it. I thought about giving her my number, saying, well, look, if you know, you look like you're really struggling, and if you want to talk about it, would you like my number? You know, give us a call after work or something, you know. And I also thought, well, that could be just opening up a whole hornet's nest of fucking issues, because she could be just problematic, you know, just a real insufferable cunt. So what I did was when I went back there, I was in this place, and she disappeared for the time that I was there, and then came back out afterwards. She might have gone home for dinner, or, you know, gone and had her lunch, dinner break or something, and whatever. Or she might be avoiding me like the plague. Either way, I don't give a fuck, you know, it's not my problem, you know. You know, if you're, you know, and since I don't know, you know, I can't sort of make any sort of, since I don't know what's going on with her, I can't make any sort of determination as what the issue is. It's just all it is. Oh, fuck. There's a guy called... I'm trying to remember him. And he said rather than dealing with what you think might be happening, just put it in terms of, you know, what actually is happening. And what that comes down to is that, you know, I don't know what is going on. I was there. It was probably around her dinner time at work, you know, go for a meal break for 30 minutes or something. So it could have been. Or she could have been going, oh, I'm a victim. There's that terrible man who always teases me when I come through, you know. You know? So I don't know. But when she was looking into me in the face this morning, and I thought, that's a kind of ghastly looking look. You know, she's not really ugly, but she's at that transition point where she's hit the wall, she's going into decline, she might be an absolutely really fucking bitchy sort of a cunt, you know, nasty as all fuck. And, you know, so I thought, well, I'll just leave it go, you know. Maybe the next time our paths cross, I could always ask her, are you one of these women that, you know, if you've got some really sort of, you look like you're really struggling, would you like to talk about it, you know? If I'll open the gate, you know what I mean? I'll extend myself if you want to talk about it. You can have a number. But if not, you know. But I thought, well, that's also, you know, she's been all this temper tantrum sort of shit, you know. That's probably not worth even going there, you know. Just be nice to her on the way through. You know, just this bloody psychological sort of fuck up whose bloody life is just torment and pain. Well, too bad for her, not my problem, you know. So, yeah. So, I don't have to be just sort of reaching out to this poor tortured soul. But just be nice to her, you know. And she looked like a poor tortured soul, and her whole mind, her life, everything about her is fucked. It's the first time she's all right looking, but I just looked at her and thought, fuck, that's a repulsive kind of a look. It just looks really sad and angry and desperate and crazy and insane, you know? So I'll just leave her be. And yeah, so yeah, got me third esky, the cooler box, you know. I've now got 4x25 litre cooler boxes, and they're not super brilliant, but they're pretty sort of good in terms of just transporting cold food for a couple of hours. You know, they're a good sort of setup, you know. And they're not too big, they're easy to carry, you know. Because you're not carrying in like 10 articles, you can carry in 4 articles, you know. So that's all right. So, just had an interesting thought with moisture content of nitrocellulose powders. At what point, because if you could humidify the powder to cool the combustion down, you know, oh, these fucking things are getting everywhere. Not a smart move to be sort of groping for bloody feral figs while you're fucking driving, you know. Yes, and I did a little Amma met Wally, you know. Yeah, picked up a little pack for in the car when I'm travelling, you know. And so that's a smart move, you know, if you have to be outside for a couple of hours and in the strong sunlight, you know. Right on sunset or dusk, the sun's over the horizon, there's sort of cloudy, sort of foggy shit in the air, you know. Yeah, I stood up for myself when buying petrol for the Americans. That means petroleum fuel, you know, petrol. What Americans call gasoline, you know, they call petrol. Because we are British, and British people are superior. So, Yeah. Yeah, with the petrol. And it was I preset the pump to put in $60 worth of fuel, and it shot through. It overshot by 20 cents or 1/5 of a dollar. I put in $60 worth of fuel. And then I said to the cashier, I said, look, you know, I'm just tired of any corporate sort of shit where other people's problems start using up my fucking time, you know. My time and resources. And so once it got beyond the sort of stage of I could have paid and fucking left, well, I said to him, I'm not, you know, he said, I'll pay for the $60 of fuel that I pre-ordered. And but I won't pay for the 20 cents worth, you know. And he said, oh yeah, we know about that problem, the pumps are old and, you know, fucking da 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 da. I said, yeah, but it's not my fucking problem. I purchased a particular set amount at a particular price, you know. And the fact that the pumps aren't being maintained, that's not my fucking problem, you know. And and I said, do you want to have a look at my ID? Then you can chase it up with me later, because I'm not fucking around while you're gone. You know, I didn't say, I wasn't so concise, but I basically said, you know, you're not fucking me around on my time with your bullshit. You know, if your fucking management doesn't have the balls to keep their pumps, you know, running properly, you know, you buy $60 worth of fuel, you get $60 worth of fuel, you know. Because these cunts are just running them into the ground, you know. You can tell by the way they pump fuel and the way the fuel's regulated and the pressure and the velocity and all that sort of stuff, that they're just dodging, you know. And, I'm not stealing anything, but I'm not having you fuck me around for the next half hour over the fact that you haven't maintained your pumps properly and are charging me more than what I ordered, you know. And so I got the manager. He waived the 20 cents. It's fine, yeah, no worries, we'll just waive the 20 cents. And left. So, slowly, I also don't think it was actually $60 worth of fuel, because the fucking, you know, that should be showing a fair bit more on the gauge than what it is. That checkout chick. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and hate her, but I will say I reckon she's just a whole bundle of fucking tragedy and anger and crazy sort of stuff, you know. And that's just not my problem, you know. Yeah, I think I better turn my cabin light off so I can see a bit better in the dark. Yeah, well, you can. You just have to lie there and imagine how beautiful I am. Hello. Sort of fuck around in the dark trying to get stuff done. I'll wait till this big bunch of cars pass and then get out something to drink, something to chew on the way home, you know. It's good. I think the Big Tower TV has been especially helpful for not both directly, like as in the long, both the sort of intermediate and long-term sort of participants on it, but it's also all the visitors to the site and all the content producers who are making content and putting it not only on that site but putting it on a lot of other platforms, you know. And you know, and the people are seeing this stuff, you know, and they're also starting to question a lot of the bullshit that goes on. And it's like when we are in our time, in the sort of here and now, or the recent sort of past, however fucking you want to look at that, you know. Well, I get songs playing in my head from time to time about all sorts of fucking times and periods and things, you know. And in the 70s in Australia, there was a band called the Ted Mullery Gang, you know, or TMG. And one of the verses in it was, oh, you must be crazy, crazy, money to burn, crazy, crazy. You'll never learn. Crazy, crazy, na 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 na, da 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 da. I forget the exact words, but you know, it's for the last sort of part of the verse. But that song was about, you know, a woman who, I guess, you know, I was very young, younger, much younger at the time, and so many sort of decades later, it's, you know, I'd have to look it up to what the actual song was about, but it just went through my head that I thought men have been expressing how pissed off they are at women who are just fucking irresponsible with money. You know, they don't get it when you piss away $1,000. you've got nothing to show for it, then, you know, you're $1,000 worth of fucking idiot, you know? You know, there's a difference between, say, having $1,000 and spending that $1,000 on things that you can use to earn more money, you know, like a few tools and a bit of time with an accountant and a small business management course or something like that, you know. That's one thing, you know. But, you know, spending $1,000 on, you know, exotic label fucking just shit, you know, like handbags or whatever, well, what the fuck can you do with that, you know? You know, where's that going to catch you, you know? So with that fucking woman, you know, crazy money to burn, crazy you'll never learn. You know, it's not sort of complimentary in the least, you know. It's creating the woman to be a fucking fool. And, yeah. So, women and their bullshit, you know. So in this era of time that we are in, we have all our sort of recent sort of discoveries and mutual sort of self-fulfilling, not, I don't know, like how to spin this, but we're all coming out with all new information all the time, but there's also extraordinarily huge amounts of information going way back into the past from all these other men who have brought the same things to us, you know? Here we are on a nice dead straight road that goes for about 20 k's. There's a bit of a corner. Ow. Crazy, you'll never learn. Crazy, money to burn. So that popped into my head out of the blue. So men have been aware of all the fucking just idiot shit that women get up to. And yeah. And men have been, you know, there's I forget, not Galactica or Galaga, Gilgamesh, that's it. It's the world's oldest poem or book sort of found so far. And back then, women were trying on all their sort of shit, you know, and nothing has changed, you know. You know, women are getting their shit up and being spiteful cunts. You can read it in history, like 5,000 years ago, or 10,000 years ago, or some shit, you know what I mean? And, yeah. Nothing has changed, you know. I think I'll palm that chick off as just a fucked up sort of a basket case with lots of problems, and not to buy into it. Just be nice to her on the way through, and just to leave the fucking crazy bloody shit with her, you know. There's all these sort of red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, you know. I need to improve the lighting on this vehicle so I can sort of see what's coming out of the scrub from the side, you know. I always see a lot more, you know. I'll try it with a friend of mine. He says, nah, don't do that because it's a dumb thing to do. And I says, why? He says, well, why are you looking sideways? You'll fucking run into it, you know? And I said, well, no, I'm actually looking forwards, you know? And I want to see shit running in from the side. You know, like for her, for all sort of vision type stuff. So I think your straight ahead vision is, can either, but depending on how, what you're focusing on, the distance, but if you're just sort of glazing over and doing long distance driving, you're just sort of glazing over and sort of staring into space, you know, in the general direction of the road. You know, a general spread of extra lighting would be good. Must be crazy money to burn. Crazy, you'll never learn. Crazy, something hum hum, num 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 num. Good old Ted Mullery gang. So today was a good day. Well, we're near sort of east bum fucker stand, so I'll turn the camera off because I've got shit to do. Well, no, stop. Bye.